This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, this is interesting. Every year, scientists claim they're closer to male birth control. And I can't remember when I first started hearing about it. I think I started hearing about it in the 80s. And here we are, 2018, 2019. Still no male birth control. Well, we have another release, press release, that, we have clinical trials going on as we speak on a new form of male birth control. And according to this NIH press release, it's a gel. And this birth control gel for men works by combining nestosterone and testosterone in a way that will suppress sperm production. And the statement reads that the formula should work so effectively that men's sperm counts will be at, quote, low or non-existent levels. So, for the trial, and again, they, you know, whenever they have something in the development, then they have to do the trials, they have to do the clinical trials, and even if it works, they have to make sure there's no side effects or long-term sequelae from it. So it's still going to be years. But they say for the trial, both men and women are going to undergo screening. Then men will need to rub the gel on their back and shoulders every day for up to 16 weeks. Once sperm counts have reached a certain threshold, the couple will have to rely totally on the gel for 52 weeks. So what that means is the couple needs to be prepared that they could get pregnant. They say it's a little like playing chicken with their own fertility. But they say the gel could fill a gap that's been lacking in the world for a while. So the NIH is currently actually looking for 420 people willing to participate in the study. So I don't know if you get paid, but this might be a nice little, you know, job. All you have to do is put the gel on and have sex. Pretty simple. Risk, you might get pregnant. You as a couple might get pregnant. If that's something you want to do, if you're like, ah, you know, why not? Let's try it. But the problem is, see, this is where the study has issues already. If there's a couple that wants to have a baby soon, could be like, oh yeah, no big deal if we get pregnant because we want a baby, then why would they take the risk of messing with their fertility? And then the average couple that is like, I am so done with kids, absolutely, sign me up, I can't wait to try this gel, there's a chance that they could get pregnant. So I'm dying to find out how they come up with the test subjects for this. So you really have to have somebody that really doesn't care either way. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I talked to a lot of my guy friends when I was in my childbearing years. And don't you hate that childbearing years, right? It's like a chapter in my life, my childbearing days and my childbearing years. Oh, I was a mess. I was like, okay, do I exercise? Do I eat this? Do I eat this? I'm in my childbearing years. I can't get pregnant. Do I do this? Do I do this? Do I do this? My husband's like, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Leave me alone. But I would talk to my friends and I'm like, are you excited? You know, you guys are thinking about having a baby? I guess. I'm like, but you guys are trying for a baby. Nah. My guy friends were never excited about that. Maybe it's because one is they wanted to prep themselves, you know, just in case it didn't work. They didn't want to go through the ups and downs, the emotional roller coaster that a lot of women do, going, oh, I'm not pregnant. Oh, I'm not pregnant. Even though men do feel it a lot, they wanted to look strong for their ladies. And I get that. That's cool. The other is maybe, and the guys will never, you know, admit this to us ladies, maybe guys don't really get excited about it until they actually see the baby. They're pragmatic, they're practical, they're realists. They're like, look, you know, I have a sperm somewhere in my testicle that is supposed to get from A to B and make one of those. I'll believe it when I see it. And so I'm wondering if maybe that's why we just don't have a lot of guys as hip and as excited about the whole, you know, they may like the whole baby-making process activities, but for the most part, it's not really something, you just don't see the same fervor and excitement that you see, you know, with us women. So maybe there's a lot of guys out there going, I don't care, whatever you want to do, fine, rub whatever on my back, I'm fine. Yeah. So, the gel was developed by the Population Council. It will work in collaboration with the NIH during testing. They say it's a safe, highly effective, and reversible method of male contraception that would fill an important public health need. They say the Population Council has already tested a nestosterone and estradiol combo to suppress ovulation in women. And thus far, that's been effective. They say the gel is well tolerated in women, which is a huge plus for those of us that don't like to take pills, or we forget to take pills. So the male version of this study is aiming for completion by September 2021, so after the next election, which leaves plenty of time to figure out if it works and see if there's any long-term adverse events. So William Brenner from the University of Washington School of Medicine told NBC News that he thinks it's going to work. He is currently involved in the testing of the new gel. But they say not that many men use birth control methods that they do have. A lot of men don't use condoms. A lot of men don't use abstinence. They say, according to the 2017 National Health Statistics Report, only about 34% of men use condoms between 2011 and 2015. And men may not use it every, you know, all the time. They say a study found only 24% of men use condoms during every intimate session in the previous 4 weeks. So would a man be very diligent and consistent with his gel use? So, personally, I see phenomenal applications for this. We need a type of birth control that a man could stop when he wants to start a family. The irreversibility of a birth control is paramount for anybody to want to do it, unless they want to go for a vasectomy. But, you know, is this something that the average guy, you know, would do? And, by the way, who's putting the gel on the shoulders and all that? I mean, somebody, you can't be a single bachelor. Somebody's got to be, you know, doing the lathering. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I do did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
DOCDALI Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Delta Airlines has announced that emotional support animals will no longer be allowed on flights longer than 8 hours. They say the rules for puppies are getting tighter, too, since neither support animals nor trained service animals will be allowed on any Delta flights if they are under 4 months old, regardless of flight length. Now, you start to wonder what the heck has been going on for them to not let you bring your little tiny baby puppy tushy on the flight with you. One is, they're probably saying, okay, wait a second. First of all, how has it been trained to be a service animal if it's a 2 or 3 month old puppy? And I get that. My dog was really stupid, you know, her first few months of life. I mean, still, she does stupid. I mean, I need her, and I love her, and I can't imagine getting through the day without her. But at at the 3-4 month age, there is no way she did what she was told. Okay, yeah, it was a boozy. She still goes pee-pee house. And she still runs around in those little pee-pee puddles. What the heck is a puppy trained? So you start to wonder, what's going on there? I mean, why would Delta? And, you know, these airlines have not had the best PR lately, especially with their high costs and, you know, their mean flight attendants. Some of them are really nice. Southwest, they're really, really nice. But I've been on some where they are mean. Ooh, they're mean. And so they're not really having the best, you know, the best period of, you know, great PR. So my guess is the animals are pooping, they're potting, they're barking, maybe they're bothering other passengers, but I've never seen that. I have never seen any issue with a service animal when I was on a plane. These service animals are phenomenal. I mean, look at George Bush Sr., President George Bush's, may he rest in peace, his service dog, Sully. So they say, we will continue to review and enhance our policies and procedures as health and safety are core values at Delta. That's according to John Lafter, where no laughter is really arising from this one. Senior Vice President of Corporate Safety, Security, and Compliance, he said in the announcement. He said, these updates support Delta's commitment to safety and also to protect the rights of customers with documented needs, such as veterans and disabilities, to travel with trained service and support animals. They say, according to the notice, the animal says exceptions will be made until February 1st because there's customers that have already purchased a ticket and asked to bring a support animal, so they're going to, like, let those fly. They say, in addition, service and support animals under 4 months old will not be allowed onto any flight after February 1. As noted, so if you brought home a little baby puppy, and like, I'm going to train this puppy so then, you know, the puppy can travel with me, it just may not fly. So they say Delta's decision comes in the wake of an 84% spike in reported incidents involving service and support animals for the 2016-2017 period. What did they do? They went pee-pee. They went poo-poo. They bit. There was an attack by a 70-pound dog that occurred on a Delta flight. Now, see, the average service animal isn't supposed to do that. The average service animal is supposed to be very good with others. So then it makes you wonder, were these not service animals or support animals? The pee-pee and the poo-poo I get. I mean, they just do because they, you know, they do. The carpet, it's a nice place to go potty. They're like, you know what, this is going to be my home for the next few hours, and all I'm going to get are some crappy pretzels since they don't serve peanuts anymore. I'm going to do a nice little poo-poo. So that makes sense. They say the updated supported service animal age requirement aligns with the vaccination policy of the CDC, and the 8-hour flight limit for emotional support animals is consistent with the principles outlined in the U.S. Department of Transportation's Air Carrier Access Act. So they say this controversial topic, I guess, has been in the news because there was an emotional support peacock. Did you guys hear about this? There was a peacock named Dexter. And the peacock and its owner were rejected from boarding a United Airlines flight in January. A few months later, a French bulldog died mid-flight after being accidentally placed into an overhead bin by a United Airlines flight attendant for the duration of the trip. You guys remember that? So various carriers are now starting to tighten the leash, so to speak, on the rules regarding companion and service animals. And that's not the only place, okay? Now there's a state law. I believe this is in Hawaii that is going to fine you if your service animal is fake. Now, I'm not talking stuffed animal. We're talking if you claimed your animal is a service animal and you're lying. They say in 2019, there's going to be 90 million man's best friends living in 55% of American households. And they say the retail pet industry expects to fetch $86 billion in sales. That's really nice. That's a really nice play on words. But they say also the upstream is the sale of animal vests and credentials that allow an owner to publicly misrepresent their pet as a trained service dog while falsely claiming to be a person with disability. This is then a violation of the federal Americans with Disability Act. So as of January 2nd, 2019, some local pet owners may be treated to some unexpected expenses as a new state law takes effect. This is SB 2461, sponsored by State Senator Russell Rudderman. and this could result in fines as high as $500 for passing off a pet as a trained service animal. The problem is enforcement is problematic because there's no federal registry for service animals. If I wanted to register Uzi, or Snappy Tushy, or Sashi, or Spider, or Shaky Boo, or Snowball, there's really no federal register. And think about it. I mean, the names. You know how many people name their dog Fluffy? So, basically, the Ruderman, which is Russell Ruderman, the Democrat who is sponsoring this bill, SB 2461, asserts that the proliferation of online sales of brightly colored vests bearing unofficial patches and fabricated titles are fraudulently representing pets as trained service dogs. That has then resulted in legitimate service dogs being attacked by untrained dogs and violation of the Food and Sanitation Code. So that could be another issue. Maybe this dog that started to attack or bite on the plane wasn't really a true service dog. So what qualifies? Well, we have service dogs and psychiatric service dogs, PSDs, and we have emotional support animals. They say service dogs are dogs, even miniature horses, they say, trained to perform major life tasks to assist people with physical or psychiatric disabilities. They're sometimes referred to as assistance animals, assist animals, support animals, or helper animals. And for a person to legally qualify for a service dog, he or she must have a disability that substantially limits his or her ability to perform at least one major life task without assistance. And then to qualify as a service dog, the dog must be individually trained to perform that major life task. They say any breed and size of dog can be trained. To legally qualify as a psychiatric service dog, the dog must be prescribed for a person by his or her therapist in a properly formatted letter that specifically states that a PSD is needed to perform necessary tasks that the person is unable to perform for themselves. So, if you don't have a therapist willing to write a letter, there are certain mental health agencies that do specialize in disability assessments. They say federal law protects you to be accompanied by your dog anywhere that a normal person would go. So, what is an emotional support animal? Now, that's what a lot of people are claiming their animal is. But they call it a service dog. An emotional support animal is an animal that has been prescribed for a person by his therapist, or it has to be a licensed mental health professional, in a properly formatted letter. The letter should state that the person is determined to be emotionally or psychiatrically disabled, and that the presence of the animal is necessary for the disabled person's mental health. So you see, you have a service dog for a physical impairment and psychiatric impairment. You have emotional support animals that are also for an emotional or psychiatric impairment. So they could also be referred to as comfort pets. Dogs, cats, rabbits, birds, mini pigs, hedgehogs, many other species may qualify. Now, there are supposed to be legal protections, and there is the Air Carrier Access Act that the Department of Transportation has, the Fair Housing Amendments Act. There's a whole bunch of different acts that qualify. But as a physician, yes, I see a lot of people who have fear of flying. Maybe they served in the military, have some PTSD, and these animals calm them down. Same thing with autistic children, autistic adults. So there is a huge market and a huge need for these service animals. But then on the flip side, I can't tell you how many patients tried to get me to write a letter saying because they wanted to take their dog with them, right, you know, and it was, I guess, cheaper for them to bring it on the plane. They wanted me to say that it was for emotional support. There has to be major documentation. So I guess there were people that took advantage. And once you have people that take advantage, it ruins it for the rest of us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. CannabisRadio.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for campaign finance violations and lying to Congress. March 6th is when Cohen will have to report to prison. Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University and Fox News contributor, believes Cohen may have gotten away with another one.
Yeah, I wrote a column saying this was Michael Cohen's last hustle. I mean, he really has hustled everyone. Even after he turned on the president, it came out later that he had basically sold access to companies like AT&T. He then created a site to get donors to give him hundreds of thousands of dollars so that he could testify against the president.
The manhunt continues for a 29-year-old Islamic extremist thought to be responsible for the deadly Christmas market shootings in France yesterday. Several reports say the man yelled Allahu Akbar while he was shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits. Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia AM, on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you guys have contracts that are going to be up at the end of the year? And you have no idea if they're going to renew your contract or not. I think a lot of people have been in that position. And most companies have a process where they need to let you know ahead of time. And then some people, they're given their contract at the last minute, and they're kind of forced to make a decision. Somebody had told me that they were up for contract renewal, and the contract was changed. It was different. And the contract was given to them a day before their contract was up. So, you know, there's a lot of tricks. There's a lot of little tricks and you know, things that happen. And it's tough to brace yourself. It's difficult to guard against what would happen. You know, in the entertainment industry, it's a lot easier. In the entertainment industry, there's just no notice, right? Like, see ya. Yeah, that's good. And so I'm very grateful to be with GCN. GCN is awesome. But I hear of a lot of other places. I mean, when it's the last day, it's your last day. You don't find out about it until the last minute, literally. And so that's really frustrating when you have a family. It's really frustrating when you have people to take care of and you have plans and you have, you know, payments and things like that. So it's really, really nice if a company gives you some sort of a buyout or gives you some sort of a severance package. Many don't. Well, Verizon luckily is. They say 10,000 Verizon employees are signing up for a voluntary buyout. Why? Because Verizon is going to reduce its workforce by roughly 7% as it better positions itself for future growth. They say by June, 10,400 employees are going to depart from Verizon, which is a major telecommunications provider, as part of a rolling buyout. The employees all volunteered, some receiving up to 60 weeks' salary. So 60 weeks' salary, there's 52 weeks in a year, that's over a year's salary. They may get bonus and benefits. Verizon had 152,300 employees at the end of the third quarter. That's a lot. I don't particularly like the Verizon commercials. They're annoying. I'm not exactly sure why they're rebranding. I think we just changed from Verizon because we can't use our phones at our house. Where we live, we live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Love living in Las Vegas. And we kind of live in the surrounding house. You know, I don't know if you would call it suburb, because Las Vegas has the central resort corridor, the strip, has downtown, and then surrounding the city are, you know, a lot of the, you know, parks and schools and homes and things like that. So, I mean, I guess you could call it a suburb of Las Vegas, but it's basically we live in Las Vegas. And the homes and the parks and the, you know, and the sidewalks and the, you know, the running trails. I mean, they're beautiful. They're all over. But where I live is a little bit near the mountains. And again, I have Verizon and I can barely use my phone at my house. So we switched. We just switched to T-Mobile. We used to be T-Mobile. Then we were AT&T. Then we switched to Verizon. Now we switch back. I don't know about the free Netflix. My husband's working on that. Isn't Netflix just like a few bucks a month? I don't know. But all I know is I can actually talk to my husband. And it's like, boom. I mean, I can hear him. Now, my husband's probably like, oh, wait a second. Now she could call me. Let's switch back to Verizon. But again, Verizon is taking care of us. I mean, they were a good company, you know, and they still are. But I guess they have 152,000 employees. And the employees' last days will occur either at the end of this month, in March, or in June, depending on what the company needs. The company says trimming the workforce coincides with this push into 5G technology. Earlier this month, Verizon and Samsung announced they're going to work together to release a 5G smartphone in the first half of 2019, giving the wireless carrier its second 5G phone for its yet-to-launch network. So, according to Verizon CEO Hans Vestberg, he said these changes are well-planned and anticipated, and they will be seamless to our customers. This is a moment in time, given our financial and operational strength, to begin to better serve customers. So, apparently, last year, Verizon announced a plan to reduce operating expenses by 10% by the year 2021. Now, Verizon had roughly $126 billion in revenue and $99 billion in operating costs. So, reducing workforce helps cut costs. And the reason why I find this very significant is a lot of companies have had to reduce their workforce. A lot of companies have had to redesign, re-strategize. But the industries that are booming are the tech industries, right? And so when you see a tech giant or a network such as Verizon need to start cutting employees, thousands, starts to, you know, let the reality set in that no industry is going to be safe in terms of employment. They say, while reducing the workforce helps cut costs, it'll also lead to a potential decline in service. Companies sometimes realize that they've cut not only fat, but also muscle. And then they have to hire back people. That's according to Roger Enter. He's a founder and analyst of Recon Analytics. I like that. That's kind of a medical sort of analogy. When you cut the fat, you may also cut muscle. That's pretty damn good. I like that. I like the way he talks. That's good. But the problem is I talk to people. They don't want a person on the other end. You know, when people are online waiting for their bank, waiting for some service, when, like a pharmacy now, when you call in for your prescription refill from a pharmacy, you can now do it all automatically. You can speak into your phone, hit a button, and be done in under 2 minutes. Whereas just a few years ago, you were put on hold waiting for a person to come back. And then if that person doesn't understand you or hear you, you know, you have a lot of people with accents. You have a lot of people with, you know, voice issues. And so person on the other line going, huh, what'd you say? Wait, I don't get it. What, huh? And so it's easier to just use automation. We are doing this to ourselves. We are asking for the automation. You know, so they say, all right, well, we could lose service because, you know, Verizon's cutting all these people. I don't think a lot of people are going to be really missing that. If somebody is not on the other line that easily and readily, and you have to wait 20, 30 minutes, how many times do we get that prompt? You are the 10th caller in the queue. 10th caller. Your estimated wait time is approximately 17 minutes. You're like, let me do it myself. People want to do it themselves. Same thing's going to happen with medicine. I tell doctors this all the time. You know, people are sick and tired of waiting 40 minutes in an office, spending a $40 copay just to get into your medical room, wait another 40 minutes for you to give them a Z-Pak for a cold that they think they have. They'd rather just go to the store and get their own Z-Pak. And I, you know, I've been a patient too. I sometimes wish I could just get my own prescriptions also. The problem is you don't want to treat yourselves. You treat yourself. Could be a lot of error. That could be a major public health crisis. So as a doctor, I'm like, don't treat yourself. It could also lead to antibiotic resistance. Could lead to drug-drug interactions. I mean, there has to be some education with medication. But you see, look at how things are changing. Doctors used to be medical providers, PAs, nurse practitioners, right? Healthcare providers used to be your source of education. So if you needed a medication, you would go to the healthcare provider. They would look at you. They would educate you on it. They'd educate you on the medicine you're getting. Now you can educate yourself. You can just go online and educate yourself. So where's the big need for there to be humans? That's a problem. And we might want to rethink what we're doing. I guess the Google CEO is getting grilled right now in Congress on, you know, the bias and what they choose and, you know, what gets put out there. We did this to ourselves, guys. 1-877 Doc Valley.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Fox News has been doing a series of what's been going on with the opioid crisis and doctors being conflicted. And yesterday there was a headline on how many patients are considering suicide. And they're driven to despair. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Today, they were talking about how doctors are caught between struggling opioid patients and crackdown on prescriptions. Dr. Stephen Nadeau received a warning from Gainesville, Florida Hospital, where he worked. Their policy on prescribing opioids was changing to go beyond federal guidelines aimed at the nation overdose crisis that has claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. So the hospital would stop treating pain with opioids. And so every doctor, including Nadeau, had to stop prescribing them. If they didn't stop prescribing them, they could risk losing hospital admitting privileges and perhaps their medical license. In Helena, Montana, Dr. Mike Ibsen was feeling the heat from a state medical board. And the DEA, he was risking heat from them too for the high dose opioids he was prescribing to patients in severe chronic pain. An allegation made by what he described as a disgruntled employee charged Ibsen with overprescribing. Then the state medical board suspended his license. DEA visited 5 times, suggesting he was risking his livelihood and could end up in jail if he kept prescribing. So both doctors complied, stopped prescribing, and that now affected roughly 230 of their patients. Tragically, among those, several committed suicide when they couldn't find another healthcare provider to relieve their pain. This is according to Fox News. So apparently this scenario is unfortunately playing out across the country. Government agencies respond to the staggering rate of drug overdose deaths involving primarily illegal opioids like heroin and fentanyl. Doctors who maintain they are responsibly prescribing the opioids are getting caught up in the crackdown. So Fox News had interviewed 2 dozens of medical providers, and they found that it basically leaves little room to play by the rules and properly treat your patients who legitimately suffer from chronic and intense pain. This is exactly what we predicted earlier in the year. So the average doctor says, to heck with this, I need to support my family, I still have student loans to pay, I have a practice to support, I have other patients to take care of, fine, I'm not going to prescribe opioids. And so you as a patient are screwed. Now, I was interviewed by somebody that wanted to know why did this opioid crisis seem to come into play all of a sudden? And there's something that I haven't told you guys about that I think needs to be discussed. People have had access to painkillers for years. There was Percodan. There's been Percocet, there's been Vicodin, there's been painkillers around for a while. Why all of a sudden? Well, a few theories. Okay, one is, as people quit smoking, we start to have more obesity. With more obesity, you could have more depression, more pain, more health issues. And it ended up being, people having more pain. Number two is, because we're living longer, we're, dealing with more issues and we're, not dying of the heart attacks, or we're getting more cancer, or we're getting more, surgeries, or we're getting more procedures done. So, again, more access to pain medication. But number three, which is something that is not very easy as a medical provider to talk about, but we say it straight here on the show, is years ago, anesthesiologists, I mean, they are the captain of the operating room. We think it's the surgeon, and the surgeons are phenomenal, but who's keeping you alive? Who's maintaining your airway? Who's watching your vitals? It's the anesthesiologist. And I don't know if it was the late 80s, early 90s, I don't remember, but there was a glut. There were too many people in anesthesiology. It's a fascinating medical specialty. It's very, very exciting. But anesthesiologists had to be employed, either by the hospital or join a group. You couldn't really be an anesthesiologist like you could be a family doctor, where you open up a shingle, hang a shingle on a corner intersection and see patients. Anesthesiologists had to rely on a hospital, had to rely on a surgeon, had to rely on people using them. Well, when too many people went into the field, anesthesiologists found a new way to still be relevant in the market. Because they were so good at anesthesia, they were also good at pain control. And we had such a huge drive of people in pain. A lot of older individuals, a lot of people that have had accidents and a whole variety of things. So there was this market for anesthesiologists to open up pain clinics. And by the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, you saw an explosion of pain management clinics. Now, a pain management clinic couldn't do what I do. All right, I see you're in pain. Let me give you 30 pills. get you through the next week or so. If the pain continues, we'll get you to a specialist. That's not how a pain clinic can run. They're not going to stay open. So a pain clinic would say, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to manage a lot of, we're going to manage your pain, not only with prescriptions, but we'll also do procedures to try to get you out of the pain. And there's some phenomenal pain management doctors out there, phenomenal, able to get people off pain. However, many pain management clinics were the haven for people who needed pain medication. So I, as a family doctor, didn't have to write that many pain medications because anybody with chronic pain, I could just send to pain management. Then, however, a few years back, there started to be restrictions. And patients would come back saying, Dr. Dahlia, the pain management doctor will do any procedures I need, but they're not going to write my prescriptions anymore. I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, they only want to do the procedures. And I'm like, well, I can't write those prescriptions because my license is going to be in trouble. I thought pain management, that's what they do. So the pain management doctors, a lot of them saw the writing on the wall. And again, mind you, I love anesthesiologists and those who are specialists in pain. It really is an art. And bless us having, bless them for being in that field. But when you have a big explosion of pain management clinics, they are, you know, in order to maintain their patient satisfaction, prescriptions are going to be written and not in the very minute, stark amount. And so a lot of people didn't realize that pain management clinics could partly be to blame. But here's the issue. They're not talking about that in the news. They're talking about family Dr. Smith, dentist Dr. Bob. They're talking about people that write small prescriptions. And a lot of the laws are targeting us because there's more of us. There's a lot more primary care than there are pain management specialists. And pain management specialists need to treat the people's chronic pain. We don't want them attacked. I don't want anybody attacked. But that's another reason why we have this big flow of narcotics. Now, do I think the average person that overdoses on heroin is because the dentist started him on his habit? I don't believe so. You know, that's just like saying a person who was a drunk driver and killed somebody driving has to blame the restaurant they went to years ago that gave them their first beer. I think that's ridiculous. I don't think you could equate the two. But narcotics are addictive, hands down. And so now you have medical providers going, look, I want to choose my patients over anything else, but if you don't please the administration and if you don't please your licensing board, you can't help anybody. And we're really stuck between a rock and a hard place, and it's worse for the patients. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.